There's a story about Mother Teresa of Calcutta and a destitute family who had nothing to eat for days. When news of their impoverished condition came to the missionary Sisters of Charity, Mother Teresa personally went to their home and brought them some food supplies. The mother of the family immediately divided the food in half and carried it off. When she returned, Mother Teresa asked her, "Where did you go?" She gave the simple answer, "To my neighbors, they are hungry also." Mother Teresa said, "I was not surprised that she gave. Poor people are really very generous. I was surprised that she knew they were hungry. As a rule, when we are suffering," she said, "we are so focused on ourselves, we have no time for others." Our readings for today urge us to be understanding, sympathetic, and sensitive to the needs of our brothers and sisters, and make a positive difference in their lives. In the first reading, the Shonen couple always welcome Elisha and his companions and even build a small roof chamber for them to rest. This act of kindness, hospitality, and sensitivity towards Elisha brought them the blessing and joy of their life. As Elisha said to them, "At this season, in due time, you shall embrace a son." Their desire to have a child was fulfilled. Elisha prayed for them and blessed them through his prophetic ministry. While in the second reading, Saint Paul describes how Christ offered himself as a ransom, not for his own sake, but for the sake of our own salvation. When we accept him, we welcome, we become one with him in death and in life. Saint Paul further teaches us that this same Christ lives in others, and therefore we must equally welcome him in others, especially in the least of our brothers and sisters. Our love for Jesus must be the basis of our love for others. As Christians, we cannot love others if we don't love Jesus, and vice versa. Our deep relationship with him will only define our relationship with others. When we love Jesus, it must reflect in our love for our neighbors. When we love our neighbors, it reflects our profound love for Christ. So we must love Jesus so much that we lose our worldly lives, give our lives to him, suffer in love for him, take up our crosses daily in imitation of him, and even die for him. Because of the supremacy of our relationship with Jesus, those things we used to consider gain, we have now reappraised as lost. We have come to rate all as lost in the light of the surpassing knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For love of Jesus, we have forfeited everything and have accounted all else rubbish, so that Christ may be our wealth. So my sisters and brothers, let us ask ourselves, are we sensitive to the needs of our brothers and sisters? Is our presence a source of blessing to the people we meet or that meet us? Does it really make any difference, or it is an added burden to their life? What good do I bring to the life of others? So let us accept the invitation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Give your life totally to Him. Love Him with all your hearts, with all your souls, with all your being, and welcome and be generous to others for Jesus' sake. Let this be our prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, set us burning with the fire of the Holy Spirit, that we may love and serve you in and above all things in this world. May we see you in our brothers and sisters. Be generous to them and welcome them with love, as you love and welcome us without any boundaries and limitations. Amen.